USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A major surge in COVID cases continues to sweep through India, recording another 4,000 deaths on Sunday. The country's defense ministry says it will recruit former army medics to help support the country's struggling health system as hospital beds and medical oxygen remain hard to come by. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he's advised the Indian government to impose a nationwide lockdown in order to break the chain of infection, something Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been wary of doing. The White House's chief medical advisor also tells ABC's This Week that the rest of the world needs to step up and help India with its vaccination efforts.
India is the largest vaccine-producing country in the world. They've got to get their resources not only from within, but also from without. And that's the reason why other countries need to chip in to be able to get either supplies for the Indians to make their own vaccines or to get vaccines donated.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The horse that won the Kentucky Derby could be disqualified after failing a post-race drug test. Jeremy Scott has more.
Hall of Fame trainer Bob Baffert said he found out Saturday that Medina Spirit tested positive for excessive amount of the steroid betamethasone after the Kentucky Derby.
We did not give it. My veterinarian, nobody here, that matter of fact, Medina Spirit has never been treated with betamethasone.
Churchill Downs has suspended Baffert. He promised to be fully transparent.
I don't feel embarrassed. I feel like I was wrong, and we're gonna do a complete, our own investigation.
Churchill Downs officials said in a statement, if the findings are upheld, Medina Spirit's results in the Kentucky Derby will be invalidated, and Mandaloon will be declared the winner. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Only one other horse who won the Derby was later disqualified for medication. Dancer's Image in 1968. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A major U.S. fuel pipeline remains offline due to a cyber attack. Jeremy Scott has the story.
Biden administration officials are working with the operator of Colonial Pipeline, a top U.S. fuel pipeline in Georgia that serves a large part of the East Coast.
The president was briefed yesterday. It's an all-hands-on-deck effort right now, and we are working closely with the company, state and local officials to, make sure that they get back up to normal operations as quickly as possible and there aren't disruptions in supply.
Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo on CBS's Face the Nation. A ransom where attack has taken the pipeline offline. Colonial operates a network of more than 5,500 miles of pipeline from Texas to New Jersey, transporting about 2.5 million barrels per day of gasoline and other fuels that serve customers, including major U.S. airports. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And the death toll in a deadly bombing near an Afghan school has risen to over 50 people. Brendan Gunsell reports.
The death toll in a horrific bombing at a girls' school in the Afghan capital of Kabul has soared to over 50, many of them adolescent students. The number of wounded in Saturday's attack has also climbed to more than 100, according to Afghanistan's Interior Ministry. Three explosions occurred outside the school entrance as students were leaving for the day. The blasts occurred in a mostly Shiite neighborhood in the west side of the capital. The Taliban has denied responsibility, condemning the attack in a statement. For USA Radio News, I'm Brandon Gunzel.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.